Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Tribeca.org for more information. 200 Hudson Street, just south of Canal, real easy to get to. You can get your tickets today at 212-601-1000. I love this group. That's terrific. And if we're lucky, I think we're going to have a guest call in from there. And that would be awesome because Betty rules. I love them. They're an OBE-nominated group, and they've toured the world. And you've probably heard their music on The L Word and other shows and Encyclopedia. They were on doing very fun stuff on Encyclopedia. Oh, boy, I don't know what. This is my favorite song. I'm going to lead with this. I'm sorry. I just love this song.
Did you tell her? Did you tell her?
Did you tell her we went somewhere dark so we couldn't be seen? Did you tell her?
92nd Street Y Tribeca. So don't be confused. It's 92 Y Tribeca. That's just south of Canal, 9 p.m. You can go to 92ytribeca.org for more info. Get your tickets, 212-601-1000. $10 in advance, $15 a day show. And the theater is fantastic. I've been there before. It's such a great space. Everybody has a great seat. And I can't talk enough about this group. I love it. And all the ladies, I mean, they're just terrific. I love, and especially the bass player, Allison Palmer. She cracks me up. And her very talented husband, Tony Salvatore, who does a lot of my music. He gets me. He so gets me. They're both phenomenal musicians, and they put on such a great show. It's not just like seeing a band. It's like seeing a show. It's fun, and they're musically talented. I don't know. I call them a band, maybe, because they play cello and all kinds of instruments on there. Anyway, it's terrific, not to be missed. All righty. And they have another song that I like, too. They were also on the TV show Encyclopedia. I don't know if you remember that, but here's a little something they wrote. It's pretty interesting and informative, as well as very musically good.
Atoms. An atom is the smallest part of an element. Everything in the universe is made up of tiny particles called atoms.
Guess what I've got in my pocket.
Let's see.
Guess what I've got in my hand. Guess what I've got on the tip of my tongue. Here's a hint. Guess as small as you can. If you don't know the answer,
I give up.
Don't fret.
Sweat.
Don't rack your brain.
Ow.
Simply reply.
Billions of atoms.
Dedicating the whole first part of my show to you.
I couldn't be happier. It was so great having you in the house the other day. That was so fun.
Oh, wow. And that, I was telling everybody, what a great stage that is there, too. Every seat is like you're up front.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? That's what I love about doing our workshop there, is because it's so intimate that it really feels like we can get feedback from every single person that's there. And, you know, at the bar afterwards, we actually do. A lot of people will come up and tell us exactly what they thought about the show, which
is
what the workshop
accessible.
Is for.
You're very people feel they know you, and you're very accessible. So tell us. Tell us about it. I've been giving them the information, but tell us a little bit more if I've left anything out.
This is our sixth and final workshop at 92nd Street Y Tribeca, which is just below Canal on Hudson. And they have been wonderful to let us run a whole new works workshop there all year long, where we have a chance to try things out and tinker them and try them out in front of a live audience full of willing guinea pigs that hopefully are liquored up and having a good time. And that's basically what we're doing tonight is our final one. It's at 9 o'clock, and part of our show, as well as playing our old music like you just played, some of the fun things from Encyclopedia, is that we also do all the new music, and we have a social justice jam guest.
Ooh.
And in the past, we had Gloria Steinem, Gloria Felt. We've had Carol Jenkins from local radio here, and Stacey Tisdale from CNN, and tonight, because the outcome of the election turned out so well for us, we decided that we're going to do actually a social justice jamboree and have an expert hula hooper come out and do something special to one of our songs.
Awesome. The show is just great. I've been telling everybody about it. It's not just, you're not just going to hear a band. I can't even describe you as a band. You're going to see a show, because
it's an
expectations, and of course my favorite, Tony Salvatore, in the background there.
Tony Salvatore is brilliant.
He is a brilliant man. And that's tonight, 92Y, Tribeca. It's easy to get to. They even serve little tidbits of food there. The bar is wonderful. The stage is up close and personal. You can go to 92YTribeca.org. Make your reservations at 212-601-1000, 601-1000. How easy is that? And get them in advance, because it's $5 more at the door, $10 in advance, $15 at the day's show. And name your fellow players, please. Amy and...
It's Amy and Elizabeth Ziff, the sisters, the terrible two-o, as I call them. And the show's at 9 o'clock, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. We're also tonight, because it's our last one of 2012, we're showing some old films. As we were going around looking to make sure that all the vaults were safe after the superstorm, we ran across a couple films that we haven't looked at in probably 20 years, including one called I Remember Betty, which was a retrospective of our entire career done in the first year we were together, back in 1986.
Awesome, yes. I'll be nominated. That's terrific. And that's great. I'm going to be there.
Yahoo!
I'm coming. And this, Betty, I'm telling everybody, this is one show not to miss. And I know you've got to run, and I want to thank you for just taking time to call in. Allison Palmer from Betty, and your website.
Our website is hellobetty.com. And you know what? When I'm listening to Blog Talk Radio, the only one I listen to is Nancy Lombardo. Thanks for having us on your show.
Oh, I'm going to get that as a promo one day. You got to make me the promo.
Okay.
You got
it, babe. I'll even make it into a song. Nancy.
Oh, definitely. All right. That's Allison Palmer from Betty tonight, 9 p.m., 92nd Street Y, Tribeca. Go to 92ytribeca.org. If you don't know how to get there, it's easy. And this, you've got to see this space. It's phenomenal. You're up close and personal. Thank you, Allison Palmer. I'll be there. Betty tonight, 92Y Tribeca.
Thanks.
Bye. She's wonderful. This is a talented group. You must see them. You absolutely must. It's one of my favorite groups to see. And if you're in New York City, I'm telling my friends. I posted it on Facebook, by the way, because I want everybody to go tonight. Say hi to me when you're there. And they're just awesome. They are awesome. And I love their shows. I always come out of there feeling like, wow, that's my expression. Wow, I feel so good. Check Betty out. They're wonderful. Speaking of Betty, we got Betty Jo Tucker in the house. I see you there. I saw George in, and he left. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, and she always sends me a little note what she'll be doing this Tuesday. Oh, today's your last day to vote for favorite female star in Movie Attic Headquarters. And she's been doing tributes. You can go to reeltalk@comcast.net, reeltalk@comcast.net. That's the real, like the film. And if you didn't get a chance to hear the five female stars episodes, check out the archive segment, which is now available. Once your vote is received, the voter's name will be added to our random drawing for a free copy of Confessions of a Movie Addict. It's a great book. I love it. It should be a movie, Betty. It should be a movie. That's Movie Addict Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Oh, boy. I got a lot of people to mention today. Oh, speaking of which, every now and then I come apart because I don't want to – she's not in the house, though. I was hoping she'd be listening. I find somebody what time are we in? Oh, all right. I got to check my time slot because my show's shorter today, everyone. I find somebody funny, but you know what? I'm going to play Caroz has got a new one out, but that he did, and let's see if it uploaded. But I find new people, and I like to feature them. Now, if I could just find her here, I'm sure I uploaded it correctly. I'm sorry. This is me multitasking. This is what I do, but I'm just so crazy about Betty. There's George Bettinger in the house. George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Hot Mix, 106, Monday through Fridays, 4 p.m. Now I got my two stalwart people here. All right, you guys, I want to introduce you to this new find. I found her by, how did I find her? Might have been Facebook, and she posted something, and then I went and researched her, and she had some really funny little things. It's called Uke Letters, and her name is Camille Theobald, I think that's how you say it, and you can find her on YouTube. But she's doing something interesting, and I want to share it with you. So my new discovery today is Camille Theobald. Let's hear from her Uke Letters.
These are letters you won't get mail. Dear deli cashier. Okay, I get it. You're old. But that doesn't mean it's okay to hit on all of your female customers. You know, in the beginning it was kind of like, oh, he's a little old guy. And he gives me free muffins and discounted drinks. So, you know, I'll smile back. But now, you don't give me anything. Anything for free at all. And you're just getting creepier. I mean, I'm afraid to pay in cash because you hold my hand for a few seconds when you give me my change. Oh, yeah. I mean, what makes you think it's okay to hold my hand when all I wanted was my change? You know, I mean, how is that even okay in the first place? This isn't the 20s. This is 2012. Where that's kind of considered sexual harassment, in a way. I could probably say something. But since you're old, they may not do anything. But still, just take my order. Give me my vegetable juice. Okay, oldie? No more winky-winky. No touchy-touchy. And no looky-uppy-downy. Maybe I'll give you a tip if you don't creep me out next time. Love, Camille. Yeah, these are letters I wrote to these people. They put me out that one time, and so I wrote it down. Yeah, these are letters that I'm saying for you. I hope they are entertaining and they make you
Theobald. Oh, great. Here's a little Tom Caruso.
You've got the eyes of a princess, the hands of a clock. Your hair is flaxen and red. You've got the legs of a table and the arms of a jock. But I can't change the shape of your head. Our dinners alone are romantic and tender. But when it's all done and said, close the door, I go out on a bender, 'cause I can't change the shape of your head. Don't know what's your point, man, when you said all your dreams came true. But there's a fly in the ointment, 'cause this is something that I just can't do.
CD Zesty. Okay, you can get it on CD. Can you get it on CD, baby? I think you have to go to his Facebook to get it. But okay. Let's see. A little.
Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff, ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
That was George Benger from the Mom and Pop Shop. Facebook him. Oh, he's a lot of fun. Also, George Benger's CD is available on CD Baby. Okay, yeah. That was, I know, you fooled Jeffrey Gurian. That was pretty funny. He didn't know? How could he not know? That was too funny. All right, let's hear a little more of my new find, Camille Theobald. I hope I'm saying, or Theobald? However you say your name. Okay, here we go.
Letters to people who need me. Dear grocery store cashier, please stop talking to your coworker and just ring up my freaking pineapple. Okay, I'm sure whatever you're saying is super interesting and exciting. I wouldn't know because I don't speak Chinese. But whatever it is, it can probably wait. It's not like there's anyone behind me. The store is practically empty. It's 10 o'clock at night. How did you not have, like, your entire shift to tell this story? Or is it that long of a story that you've been telling it for the past, like, 7 hours? Or however long grocery store shifts are. I don't know. I've never worked at a grocery store. Okay, but I don't want to be here all night. I need to get home so I can watch 3 episodes of 24 before bedtime. So less talky, more worky. Okay? Thanks. Love, Camille. Yeah, these are letters that I wrote to these people. They put me out that one time and so I wrote it down. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to What the F? Yuka Letters. If you liked it, please press like. If you didn't like it, please tell me why. And if you want to see more, please subscribe. Yeah, these are letters that I'm saying for you. I hope they are entertaining and they make you laugh.
I found this girl on Facebook. That's what it makes it so funny. It's just, she's terrific. I mean, I love it. Anyway, oh, yeah, the CD is called the George Benger's Mom and Pop Shop. George Benger's CD, available on CD Baby. And we also have Gail Parento in the house. Whee! Gail Parento! Yay! I've been playing her Christmas music. I think it's December People, and she'll post the site up there. But I can't wait to do, I'm going to do a tribute to them, I guess, around Christmas. That would be the best time to do that, wouldn't it? I think so. Oh, boy. Betty, the 92nd Street Y, catch them out. That's tonight. That's in Tribeca. And it's always fun. It's always fun with Betty. You got to love them. You got to love them. Who's out here now? I'm looking to see who's in the house and reading. Oh, special guest in there, Camille. Camille, are you in the room? Oh, December People. Yes, check out December People. Camille, I can't tell if you're a special guest listening. If so, I've played your two of your things. And Betty, tonight at the 92nd Street Y, Tribeca. I love this group. It's a great show. Go check it out. T.C. Keith, do you know the group Betty? If not, you should check them out. You're a musician. I think you would absolutely love them. Absolutely. They're a lot of fun. Let's see. Should I play another Betty one? Yeah, maybe. I was looking for one of their other songs. They're so good. Alison Palmer is so sweet. And they're just so friendly. They get down off the stage. They talk to their audience. It's so nice when you see such accessible musicians, right? It is. It's very nice. Right, George?
Hey, Carly, you imbecile. What took you so long?
Coffee.
Oh, it's a coffee fit. Hey, there's a place. George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Shop. Come on, kid. I'll get you a cup of coffee. Can I help you, fellas? Hey, mister, get my friend a cup of coffee, quick. Okay, sure. Would you like a regular? No, Kenya. Kenya? No, no. Make it Sumatra. I got you under my skin. Not Sinatra, you idiot. Sumatra. We just have plain old coffee. What? No kosher coffee? You know, a glatte latte. Nyuk, nyuk, nyuk. How about a slappuccino? Oh, thanks, Mo. I needed that. Anytime, biped.
Oy, que bruto.
Hiya, Tick.
Toots, cue ball.
Take it easy, little girl. Whenever he has coffee, he gets a little bit excited. Yeah, let's dance. Double hundo, 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 macarena. Bop, doody, bop, doody, bop, doody, bina. Yuck, 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 yuck.
Oh, yeah, you order and a bag of chips, chubby. Yo, Jorge, thanks for the chuckles.
Minnie, wait a minute. Are you paying for these, or is this going to be another Tuesday deal?
Aight, Georgie, I'm buying.
Oh, it's Minnie the Moocher. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
That's it, homie.
Let's get out of here, kid.
Pretty funny. He called me the Three Stooges homie. George Benger. All right. Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. And also Betty Jo Tucker. Every Tuesday, 4 p.m. You got last chance. Go to Real Talk. Post it again. I got to scroll back, Betty. But post it again. It's Real Talk to vote on your favorite female lead. Betty Jo will post it again. I know she's listening. And there she is typing. Okay, it's good. And you know what? Holiday's coming, and nothing says holiday like Irina and Luboff Thanksgiving.
Oh,
fun, always fun. What is this, Amazon? What have you got going there, T.C. Keith? Get a free book, Amazon.com. Tell us about that, Keith. What is that? I don't know. I see something up there. My show is going to be a little shorter today, so send me the information. Supposed to be a mom. Richard Bell's our mom and pop. Is he bringing the little puppy with him? Is he bringing the little puppy? Oh, boy. I got to tell you. What else? I had another one on here. I know, new discovery. Lascivious Biddies. You can go to, I just got an email from them giving me permission to play their stuff. They have a brief Thanksgiving, their explanation of Thanksgiving. Lascivious Biddies on Facebook. Facebook friend them. Tomorrow that I really was looking forward to and I already paid for, so I had to turn down SNL again twice in 1 month. Shoot me. It kills me every time. I love being on there and being in the background. If you want to see a little bit of me tonight, you can watch me on Pure in Manhattan on three channels, 56, 83, or 34, 7 p.m. It's the Nancy Lombardo Show. Or wherever you are, like Betty Jo in Pueblo, Colorado, you can watch me on the internet at mnn.org at 7 p.m., and you'll see my show. I have no idea what it is because the hurricane put me behind, but it should be fun anyway. How about those Lascivious Biddies? Aren't they fun? Oh, they crack me up. They're very talented. Check them out. Go online and check them out. And what else? Did I have another song? Did I not get that? Oh, speaking, they did a song called Betty, so let's play that.
Girl named Betty, who wears ties and leather shoes. She just moved from
Aren't they terrific? Guess they weren't done. Aren't they terrific? Yeah, these are my the quick outlook. I'm just was busy this week. What a week I'm having. What a week. My show last week with Laura Slutsky at the Friars Club was a big success, sold out even in the snowstorm. My producer friend and buddy, Laura Slutsky, we put on a great show. Yes, we do. Anyway, boy, we're getting down to the wire here, down to the wire. And I don't know who I haven't played. I mean, I've played my Bettinger on the Mom and Pop Shop. December, people, I hope to get the whole CD. And I will definitely have a great Christmas show with them. Kelly Bennett's in the house. Okay, and T.C. Keith typing away. Betty Jo Tucker. Betty Jo, post your site again before my show ends for the voting for today. Hey, T.C. Keith, Kelly, George, enter the contest. You know you want to. Did I play my last Camille? I don't think I did. Hold on. Let me find my last Camille Theobald, my new discovery of the week here. Found her on Facebook because she posted something. Okay, here's her last one.
Letters to people piss me off. Dear bicyclist mumbling mean things to himself about me. You almost ran me over. The walking sign said go. Your light said don't go. It was red, if you don't know what that means. Bikes have to follow basic road rules if you're going to be riding on the road. You dummy. I think I heard you mumble. Damn, and you saw me coming. It doesn't matter that I saw you coming. Your light was red. You're not supposed to keep going when the light is red. It would be different if I was just walking across and there was a red hand facing me, and there was a green light facing you, but that's not what happened, is it? No, that's not what the story was. So don't get all sassy with me, okay, cyclist? I ride my bike too, okay? So I know what it's like to be both a pedestrian and a bike rider. It's not like I'm some a-hole, ignorant pedestrian that walks in the middle of bike lanes and doesn't move when you yell at them. I am a respectful cyclist / pedestrian. And I follow the rules for the most part. I bet you've hit someone. I bet you've already hit a pedestrian before, haven't you? There's always got to be that one that just sets the stereotype for all other people. You are what makes cyclists look bad. You are why taxis and pedestrians get pissed off at cyclists. I hope you're ashamed. And I really hope that people don't judge other bicyclists by their form of transportation because of you, but that they judge them from their own actions. Love, Camille.
Yeah, these are letters that I wrote to these people. They pissed me off that one time, and so I wrote it down. Yeah, these are letters that I'm praying for you. I hope they're entertaining and they make you laugh.
Well, I don't know if she just suddenly ended, but anyway, my show's going to end soon, too. Vote on Betty Jo's show, and this woman, this English woman, does she come up on your show? Can you hear this English woman telling me I got 10 seconds? Well, I'm not going for it. I'm going to go out with scat crazy scat. Thank you, Gail Parento, Betty Jo Tucker, Kelly Bennett, George Bettinger, and vote on Betty's show. Go and Facebook friend her as well. You'll find out more information. And tonight, the group Betty, the 92nd Street Y, Tribeca, go check them out. 92Y, Tribeca.org. Get your tickets now, right now. Go and get it. 200 Hudson Street. I'll be there. Say hello if you come by. Okay. Just don't stalk me, because I've got enough of those. Bye. Let's go out with a little scat, baby.
Out on the street, I'm being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that walked linen and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeled wrongly, my message for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. Like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.